The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Try it out. Frank, I'm moving too. They play it so much on your mom's house.
Yeah. It's like a, every time someone new comes in, they play it for him.
Yeah.
Well,
let's not. The four-stroke guy.
Four-stroke game.
You know what's cool? This podcast. Hi, everybody.
Are we starting?
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, that's a big old glass than you got.
It's a smaller cup.
No,
SE
not.
Cup.
It's about the same. Like, yours is way bigger.
I feel like yours is larger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
Mine's got some curves to it.
Passing
yes, it does. We're talking about our dicks, obviously. Hey, guys. How are you? Fantasy Boys Podcast. We're back. We're back!
Did either of you guys win any money in the DFS?
No, I went shit.
Yep.
I was pretty damn close.
Yeah, we were...
I was like 40th or something. I had a bad week.
I got my doors blown off on every monetarily related football venture.
I think I won $5 in DraftKings, even though I put up like 18. Right. So
let's start.
I lost $13, I should say.
Let's start with the reverse call of that first down in the Browns game.
Absolutely horrendous.
That is
egregious.
A fix, right? Like there's
preposterous.
There,
Stephen A. Smith.
Their explanation for it,
yeah, it's garbage.
Is we saw one thing from one angle and one thing from another angle, and we just combine those two angles to make a decision, which is, to me, is called disputable evidence.
Yeah.
There's that. Did you also hear the play clock reasoning from the Monday night game?
I haven't heard that one.
So like,
I didn't watch the Monday night game. I didn't even.
Oh, it was fucking awesome.
I was fucking...
I saw you. I watched some of the Monday Night Game with you.
Yeah, but I left.
Oh, well,
and then I fell asleep. Okay. Yeah.
Or maybe I didn't.
No, we did. No, it's fine. We were at a bar. I was drinking on Monday. That's fine. I don't mind saying that. I started drinking at what? I had the day off, so I started drinking at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
I remember I saw Ryan that day, and we watched some football, but I don't remember. We left at like halftime.
Yeah, yeah, I ended up staying the whole thing because I took an ill-advised bet, which ended up, of course, not...
You took the over on that one, right?
Yeah, I took the over, which I thought was the over was 53, and it ended up...
Well, the Chiefs have been...
I don't think I would have... Yeah, but like...
The Chiefs have been scoring.
But that's also unsustainable. It's also historic with a second-year guy, and he's still good.
You know what?
I feel like that was his... best game because he had to prove the most in that game. Mahomes is a fucking player.
They're deep.
To come back and win that game, that was big.
Absolutely. Kansas City's line sucks too, and I attribute it to the fact that they have not one but two former Cleveland Browns on it.
I don't care what anybody says. I think it's all trash that everybody thinks Mitchell Schwartz is so good. I watched him for years.
Clearly not, because I was watching that game, and it was a sieve. Patrick Mahomes was literally flushed out of the pocket on almost every play, and that's why he made some insane throws.
He's really good, for sure.
I'm going to say this because of the way they are calling penalties this year. It's giving quarterbacks confidence to make throws that they wouldn't normally make. And some of the catches that are being made are insane. Like the windows that they're throwing these balls into this year are so tight. And it's not just Mahomes. It's like I've seen probably
Baker had
five different quarterbacks. And it's amazing.
Baker had...
Let me see that picture again.
Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
Not a different one? You want to see the...
Smoosh your face.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield had some pretty good throws in tight windows, even though he had four turnovers, but a couple of those weren't his own fault.
No. Yeah. Like, it seems like he does need to work on ball security. Went to high school there.
And your analysis?
Don't know very well.
Okay.
It's just, I went
you
to high school.
High school
there.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All I got.
That's fine.
Listen, tread lightly with mentioning girls at all. These
hey,
days.
I'm locked
you know,
up.
Here, I gotta tell you, this is amazing. I got a text earlier from... This is very funny. Hey, Bill. Hoping this is still Bill. This is Kyle Barnes. We met a few years ago when I owned a restaurant.
Yep.
All the mess and craziness that is the Kavanaugh hearing and the Me Too movement and past experience with men have really made me think a lot. There was an evening when I came to see you perform in Cleveland. I had some drinks and we shared some green in an alley beside the bar. I was definitely not able to unpaste my lip from my front teeth, let alone consent, and you leaned in to kiss me, recognized I was not sober, and promptly took me back inside and ordered me a water. You are a damn gentleman. And that was not always. That has not always been my experience.
Wow.
So, I forgot about this person.
Kyle Barnes, didn't he play right field for the Indians in 2014?
Kyle is a girl.
She's good people.
You know her?
Yeah. She's really. She's an awesome person.
Yeah. But I forgot about her, and then I get that text. I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah, it starts out real horrifying.
Yeah. And then I remember, like, she painted a pretty good picture. Like, oh yeah, I remember that. She was cool people. We both performed at her old restaurant.
What did she used to own?
A place somewhere.
All right.
Yeah.
The First Amendment out in Worcester.
Yeah, just say it out loud. Yeah, but she's good people. Did you have any, like, you had more of a,
Huh?
Did you and her?
We went on one date.
One day, okay. Yeah, she's good people.
Hmm?
Well, look at you. Look at the Billy boy.
I feel like Brian and I are like almost Eskimo brothers a lot and then never
very
happened.
Close. Yeah. Not happened though.
You're just like you're Native American brothers, you know what I mean? You guys didn't make it to the top of Alaska.
We're
so
somewhere
still
in Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
We're somewhere in Canada.
Yeah, like a bunch. But I mean,
we're good for
big,
good for
funny bearded dudes.
Oh,
we're
of
tight.
Congratulations, Brian Kenny is headlining Hilarities next week.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
there you
amazing.
Go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm very
excited
for you. Thank you.
You guys do look.
Hit up Alan and come on the show next week.
Okay.
And we'll help you promote.
Okay.
And also, we'll promote right now to our army of white boys.
Oh, yes. Deranged, obsessive. White single white men, go see Brian Kenny. He's
wherever you are.
They're your his target audience. You guys do look like an Animorphs cover, though.
the thing that I've noticed, like, my weight has fluctuated so much,
mm-hmm.
but my face loses weight so fast.
Yeah,
like I can appear super skinny. From the neck up. And people are like, oh, Billy, you look great. And then they see my full body and they're like, what happened?
You're like applying dick pic physics to your face.
Yeah, basically. Like, if I get a good angle, people are like, what are you, like 180 pounds? Like, not even close.
Oh, man. Yeah, the NFL. I will say, back to the football. Most of the games that I've watched this year have been super fucking entertaining.
That's
and
good,
last
yeah.
year it was garbage from yeah. start to finish.
Oh, but what I was saying earlier with the Monday night game, Mahomes was like, he snapped the ball. It got snapped to him like after it had gone to zero. And
oh, okay.
like they didn't throw any sort of flags. Everybody was going nuts over it and they just kept playing. And then some sort of like former official, you know how each station now has their own guy.
Yeah.
Dean Blandino. What a fucking terrible name.
Dean Blandino is a fun name.
sounds like a
classy
Dean Blandino Scorsese character.
But, like, I want to say it was NBC's guy, or whatever it was like, yeah, the
it was Monday,
the play
ESPN.
Card.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that it was the guy live. I
okay.
This was the guy,
like
afterwards,
okay.
commenting on it. He was like... You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but the play clock in football is not supposed to be like the shot clock in basketball. It's not supposed to be like a hard thing. It's supposed to be
what
more like if it's close,
you
can keep
about?
It going. It's like, I've never heard
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
then that
no.
There's so many plays in football history that like would have changed the fucking outcome.
Yeah, yeah, it's
no.
They played it on both. All
right, are we making the observation that now because the gambling has been legalized?
Oh yeah, the fix is in.
The fix is in.
This fucking shit.
I feel like it more than ever is getting that way, and they're gonna have to just go to straight robot officials.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just gonna have to be computers.
Until the robot
baseball should have that in the strike zone. I'm down for that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
what were your guys' drafting lineups? We should talk about this weekly.
I'm just exporting.
Maybe they'll support this podcast.
I don't think we've done an episode since we started doing this.
I placed 14th. I was about 5 points away from the money. Or be like being involved in it. Because the top 10, because we did a 50-person one this
week. I feel like my greatest accomplishment each week is getting everyone to sign up.
It really is impressive. And I'm nervous every single Saturday. Like, well, we got
us
like
to 50 this
40
week.
Spots left.
Like when I have to tweet, hey, only 21 spots left. Like, that's not, that's a lot of spots.
I do
that's
have
like
probably about 5 or 6 people that have told me, like, I like this. I'm doing it every week with you.
Cool. I think we can do, like, a league, and it won't be as...
It won't be as expensive. Because I'm in a league right now, and it's $50 up front, and that's it. And then everybody, you get payouts from that.
Okay.
Instead of doing, like, $10 every week.
I was 40th with 129.88 points. My lineup was Drew Brees, who completely fucked me.
Yeah.
Kamara...
Hyde.
Yeah, Kamara gave me 44 points. That was great. Fuller.
So you spent heavy on the Saints with hand on quarterback and running back.
Yeah, and then I got screwed by my tight end and the Browns defense.
Who's the tight end?
Seals Jones.
Oh.
So I just needed some.
Yeah, you need some real value at tight end there.
Yeah. I mean, still give me 7 points, but if like...
Yeah.
If Drews had performed the way he normally does, I would have been... much better off. Who is number one?
I've been trying to look at...
Wake Border 10-23 with 225 points. Let's look at this motherfucker's lineup. I want to know who these people are, too, because I don't want some motherfucker that's just...
Jobbing us with, like, fucking... algorithms
right.
And shit.
Andy Dalton. Gordon, Bernard... Shepard, like, yeah, I feel like this is
so
a lucky lineup.
That's just going heavy on the matchup.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. I've been looking at the worst defenses. No, it hasn't. The worst defenses against the pass and the worst defenses against the rush, and then, like, spending real heavy on, like, three guys
Tyler
and then
Boyd
trying
had
to fill
dude.
Out the rest
this
of my
week,
lineup.
This week, I saw that, like, three of the top running backs had crazy matchups. So I spent super heavy on running back. I went Melvin Gordon, Saquon Barkley, and Ezekiel Elliott.
I have Melvin Gordon for this week, Alvin Kamara, and TJ Yeldon.
Okay.
And those all did, like, mediocre.
No, this is from this upcoming week.
Oh, this upcoming week. Okay.
Yeah, so you're giving away your picks?
I shouldn't do that, right? Shit. No, this is for a different league, but I was going to export this lineup. Never mind. Yeah, don't fucking... Don't listen.
Tyler Boyd, I started him, and I picked him up. I have him in all three of my, like, leagues as well. He's killing it over in Cincy.
Yeah, he is.
Sterling Shepard, I guess the Giants cannot cover number two wide receivers at all. And then I went Baker Mayfield, Njoku, which didn't end up panning out for me.
I picked him up in our actual fantasy league, Njoku, because fucking Greg Olson, Greg G-Reg with the third leg out for the year. And then fucking Will, the guy from Seattle who I picked up, out for the year. So then I had to fucking scour the waiver wire. And it was between Ben. Yeah, it was between Ben Watson and fucking Njoku.
Ben Watson, I think, is the move. I picked up Ebron, who's hot while in like our league. Picked up Ebron, who's hot while Doyle's out. And then I have Kittle sitting on the bench. I wasn't sure what he'd do with Jimmy G out, but he apparently did really fucking good. He had over 20 points. He's like the top scoring tight end.
CJ Beathard.
My work league, which is a $100 buy-in, I'm 0-4.
Yeah,
and it is not great. And like, here's the thing: like, I got Antonio Brown, but he's done nothing this year.
and then my running backs are my weakness. Because
I'm really hoping in our league that Kamara's goal line touches get eaten into, especially because I have Ingram. My running backs are pretty crazy in our league. Somebody dropped Sony Michel. I picked him up. I have Aaron Jones. I have Carlos Hyde and Mark Ingram. And then, like, I also have Kareem Hunt and Christian McCaffrey. My running backs are insane in our league.
Did anybody pick up who has Nick Chubb?
See, I had him and I dropped him. Yeah. But I think that's an anomaly. I mean,
yeah, they got to give him more carries now. Yeah, they're going to give him more carries. 105 yards.
That was amazing, though.
He's averaging 15 yards a carry on the year.
No, he's averaging like 35 yards a carry.
Yeah, in that one game. They need to start him more. Although I don't feel Carlos Hyde has been doing poorly. It just seems.
If you can have two great running backs, yeah.
Why and they have fucking two, Duke yeah. Johnson. I don't know why they don't line him up in the fucking slot more often. It drives me crazy.
He made that great catch.
Yeah, exactly. A 2-point conversion.
And I really like Baker. You know, he made a couple of mistakes. The interception. One of them wasn't his fault.
There were a lot of drops for both teams.
Oh, absolutely.
A
lot of drops.
It was the defense. Our defense gave up 38 points.
Let's talk about Miles. Let me get some more wine because it's going to hurt my feelings.
To be fair to the defense, though, they were pretty... Like, the offense turned the ball over. They scored something like 21 points in 3 minutes or something like that. So, I mean, they were gassed. Which makes it even stupider for Hugh Jackson to not go for it on 4th and inches when they were fucking...
I'm not... a proponent of that.
But it's in that situation, they would have had to score the 2-point conversion regardless. You fucking fall forward for an inch and a half and get the fucking first down.
Or you punt it and you do a decent job of covering it instead of giving them a 17-yard punt return.
I agree. Their special teams fucking suck.
In that deep in our territory when your defense is supposed to be that good, one fucking stop plus the stop of the 2-point conversion, it didn't even occur to me that we should go for it there. Once I saw where we were at, I mean, of course, being a fan, that's first instinct. But
I didn't think to go for it. But I was in shock because they overturned the call. Like, I was literally in shock.
That was insane. And then overturning the touchdown was also very, very
cool. Yeah, that was insane. There's two huge calls. And, like, they
did the same thing to Marshawn. Marshawn had not stopped forward momentum and would have probably scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
On that one play, just to be fair, but 38 points is what our defense did give up.
Mm-hmm.
That is realistically 100% fact what happened. And you need more out of your guys. You need for a Myles Garrett to step up and put more of the
pressure
on
him. Yeah,
there weren't a lot of pressures other than the one half a sack that he had gotten. He had made a couple of nice run stops, but the game before he had not many pressures other than his sacks, which. He was supposed to eat. Like, both these games, Miles was supposed to eat. It was... The Jets' offensive line was not very good. And then you going up for a rookie, first-round pick, but, like, mid-round first-round pick. So he was supposed to tear him apart. Myles Garrett was supposed to have a huge game. And he had a couple nice run stops, but if you remember the game, they were kind of closer to the end. Myles Garrett was very quiet for, like, 3 quarters.
He did have that strip sack that got called back.
True. But, like... He's a number one overall pick and supposed to be a complete player. We didn't draft him to be a situational pass rusher.
True, but he's also been playing in 98% of the snaps. Like, he played 89 of 91 snaps that game, which is fucking ridiculous. Like, I have no idea.
So you think pull him out a few snaps so he can stay fresher?
Absolutely. He's leading the NFL in
Well, it's
like
not like
snaps.
He was doing amazing and then gassed out. He actually did better at the end. So that would be my counter to that.
But I understand. But, like, you can't fucking burn him out like that, man. Like, him...
Here's what I don't... I don't understand.
Ogunjobi has been playing a bunch of snaps, too. Their depth, I don't understand
why... not move... Like, here's the thing. Is it... And, Brian, you play. Moving Miles around and not just having him come from the same spot every time, does that help or hurt him?
Because as a number one overall pick, I think you should be able to count on him doing that. I think that should be a skill set that he can do.
But I feel like that's something that they then have to account for if they do move him around. If they move him right, move him center, move him middle, and have other guys fill in the gaps on certain plays where they go, oh shit, now we got to deal with Garrett coming in at the over the center.
Yeah.
Like that's that's an interesting thing that I feel like, and I think they address this on Hard Knocks or something where defensive coaches are, and maybe it was a Tomahawk, defensive coaches are emotional, whereas offensive coaches are overthinkers. Like they're preparing for every situation,
right?
But the defensive coaches are just trying to get you hyped up so you go out there and act like an animal and attack, you know, the other players.
Sure, but like, you know, a guy like Greg Williams is going to try and play the mind games, and you are going to specifically.
But it does that
game plan.
But if they've never seen that before, is that going to fuck them up and be like, oh shit, Myles Garrett is not where we're used to him being?
Yeah, because Myles Garrett is very good. Don't think that I'm saying Myles Garrett sucks.
Right, I know you don't.
I think Myles Garrett just, you know, maybe so far from what I've seen, like he had a monstrous first game, and then was held pretty silent, and then had a pretty good third game as a pass rusher, but still didn't get as many pressures as you'd want. And then on top of that, he was like the Jets were scheming it as to where they were just running outside zone and pitches at Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. He was targeted and he did not fix that. Good. And then come this past Sunday, he had a couple of nice stops late, but Myles Garrett was like silent for almost that whole game. You know who? I mean, if you watch the game, Schobert is 100% throughout the game.
But that's why you need a complete defense, because sometimes
he's also been playing a ton of snaps.
They're focusing so much on one guy that it opens the door for another guy, and it is
watch the pass rushes though. A lot of those pass rushes they just tackle on Miles.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe you'll get a chip from a tight end. That is kind of rare, but like that. That's not supposed to slow down a number one overall pick.
Right.
Who the hype train has been possible defensive player of the year.
Right.
That has been the storyline with Myles Garrett from the rip. And he doesn't seem to be playing that
good. Do you think that people should start saying, Myles Garrett's not, to maybe get in his head and say, oh, I got to turn it up a notch?
He's a weird guy. I don't know how you motivate him.
I like him.
I love his weirdness as a person. Yeah. He's actually.
But he needs to. Yeah.
He seems like a good person and a more well-rounded person.
I think he needs
person.
Some ferocity that he doesn't have. I like watch Aaron Donald play. Aaron Donald. I mean, they're also putting up points in those games. The NFL is also like it is offensively based this season. They're making it very hard for defensive linemen to make plays without. I think they're all in their own head.
That's so dumb. Like, all of that shit. You should be able...
The body weight penalties?
You should be able to physically cause pain to a quarterback. You should be able to inflict pain. You can't... This game will go south, and people, as Joe Thomas was saying, people are apathetic to it. People just don't care. Whatever, fine. Fuck the NFL. Like, they're losing people over this.
Still better.
But then you see the offensive numbers that are being put up, and people go, oh, well, that was fun.
And yet, at the same time, Odell Beckham Jr. has zero touchdowns, Julio Jones has zero touchdowns.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Being that Odell Beckham was my number two pick. Or no, my number one pick.
But I mean, whoever's throwing the ball makes a big difference. But Matt Ryan, I mean, if you go to Atlanta, Julio is basically a decoy at this point because that team's having an offensively impressive season, they're just not winning games.
Calvin Ridley. Are they 0-4? Are they winless? So
I think they're 1-3.
They have one win.
Oh, yeah. Who did they beat?
I don't know.
Yeah, all their games have been fucking entertaining as fuck. Mm-hmm. Except for, well, the first one. But that game was boring as shit. The Thursday night game against the Eagles.
I thought that one actually wasn't too bad.
Fuck the Eagles. Fuck all of the NFC, man.
Fuck the Yankees.
Fuck the Yankees. We're currently watching... We have the Yankees-A's wild card game in the background. That guy is supposedly really good, but they're the A's and nobody ever covers them. They're third baseman, Chapman or something like that.
Their record was better than ours.
Yeah. They have no pitching. They literally have zero of their opening day
they
rotation.
They beat the Panthers week two.
Okay. Fuck Cam Newton. I used to like Cam Newton, but then he, like, is really an asshole, Cam Newton. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Remember him pouting like a little baby after the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, what about like what he did with that fucking lady reporter last year?
What did he do to her?
Something.
Oh, he's like, oh, that's a cute question coming from a lady.
He was like a really big dick and like berating her and shit. Like
he didn't really berate her. He basically said like, that's cute asking about schemes from a lady. Oh, like that kind of shit. Yeah. You're just really talking down, but not berating.
What did you say?
He was like, some kids were making comments to him about like losing the Super Bowl, and he's like getting all threatened. And he was at some camp.
That's hilarious. There you go. Double play.
Okay.
Fuck the Yankees. Oh, I hate the Yankees so goddamn much.
Dude, I'm nervous about Houston.
I'm not.
Houston's very good.
Houston's good? You know, like, everybody's picking the Indians, like, on The Athletic. Like, their entire staff, outside of, like, two or three people. Like, the National Athletic.
Is picking the Indians?
Yeah.
That makes me nervous.
I just think that nobody's talked about them all year, and like they have everything because they've just been like, all right, let's bide our time until we get to the fucking playoffs.
Did you see the commercial that MLB put out about like, oh, respect the jersey, Bob? Like,
I haven't seen people just tweet about it, but I didn't.
It's a good commercial, and people are mad because there's not a ton of Indians in it, but there's like Lindor's in it. Like there's Indians in it,
yeah,
and that like. That's the thing. It's like the only baseball team I pay attention to is the Indians. I don't pay attention to national coverage of baseball. I didn't know who
I'm in and out on it.
Christian Yelich was until Baker Mayfield said his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I really just follow the Indians.
I knew just when Jeter fucking bought the Marlins. I like the Marlins were a couple of years ago a really interesting team until Jose Fernandez fucking got all coked up and decided to and then they just dismantled, like they're like, all right, which sucks because they had a good young Giancarlo Stanton, fucking Yelich,
dude, that home run that he hit in Boston,
the guy hit him, fan
unreal
all time,
unreal.
Fucking real life rookie of the year,
yeah, absolutely,
that's incredible,
it really is.
It's a huge throw to hit him on the fly like that. But
a legend for forever.
I hate Boston fans, but shout out to you, sir. Whoever, Tommy from Southie.
But that's the thing about like.
I bet I could hit this fucking cork. Tommy, let me see. I bet you 25 Sam Adams if I could hit this fucking cork in the fucking twig and berries.
Now do that same thing in the Scottish girl quiz.
Hey, Tommy, why don't we go fucking blind a fucking Vietnamese guy? Look at that fucking cock with his fucking different culture than ours.
That's not a Scottish.
No, it's not.
That's not like the same as the Boston.
Yeah. Same. Exactly. No. That's a regional thing. It's a Scottish Boston guy.
Scottish Boston. Okay. Not Irish Boston. Scottish Boston.
Well, speaking of that, McGregor and who the bus dude.
When's that fight? That's soon.
Saturday. Right? It's at fucking. It's at the Avenue Tap House. Is playing it for free. I'm broke right now.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
I'm down. I don't got anything going on.
Saturday. We'll fucking Indians game at 4:30. Then fucking we'll watch the.
Ooh, that's gonna be a big day.
It'll be a
what
big
are you putting
day.
In your ear?
I'm scratching it.
With a what?
The microphone thing.
Oh, gross.
Well, it's my fucking
it's
thing.
It's your stuff, but that's also gross.
All right, well, whatever. Everybody has a gross thing. Mine happens to be my ear itches, so I'm fucking using this thing to itch it. Got an itch? Fucking scratch it. That's the American goddamn way, Bill.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I like that. All right, Bart O'Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sick of fucking hearing about this, man. It's so disgusting. Like, everybody knows it's going to be fucking...
Confirmed.
Yeah, so just stop with the charade and just fucking do it. Because the fucking whole FBI investigation is just a cover to give to the people that we're going to vote for him anyway, saying, well, we did our due diligence.
Yeah,
like,
well,
yeah, exactly. Like, get the fuck out of here. I don't understand. Have you seen a picture of Trump, like, in recent days? He looks more and more fucking non-human as time passes. Like, he is... The orange thing has always been, like, orange, but, like, he's, like, fluorescent now. Like, I just fucking posted this picture. earlier or whatever. But he is fucking, again, the king of comedy, funniest man on earth. Did you hear last week when he was fucking doing his press conference? And he's like, Mr. Pillsbury, which I know about that. What a fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
And then him talking shit about Blasey Ford in Mississippi or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What are you doing, dude? It's worked for him, I guess. The people forget, like, everybody that tisks like that, which they should, but, like, they forget this country's 350 million people strong, 80 million of which are fucking the dumbest fucking retards on earth that eat that shit up, man.
But they vote.
Yes, vote, but, like, I guess don't, because even if you do, like,
nothing's really gonna change. I'm saying those people vote.
Yeah.
Like, those people...
Look at fucking how... That's the AP Associated Press photo. That was not touched up at all. Like, that's hilarious. Not photoshopped. That's what his fucking face
looks like.
He looks like
an Oompa Loompa.
He does. Like, that's how they fucking parade him out in public now. Mm-hmm. And if there was some other pictures a while back where he had this weird canker sore thing on his cheek. He's like, he has syphilitic, like, it would make sense that he's suffering from late stage syphilis, man. Like, nothing that he says
like that
makes sense. You know what I mean? It's like Al Capone syndrome. He even referenced Al Capone in a tweet, I believe, recently. Like,
he's a nut job.
He is. But Mr. Pillsbury,
Mr. Pillsbury
said that Trump had a very, very, very large brain.
The brain thing is really funny.
He is the funniest man in America. But this world is a fucking hell country. And we're gonna fucking... I don't understand why they keep saying about...
I don't like when people tell me that I'm a bad person if I don't only tweet about how bad Trump is all the time.
Oh, it's annoying.
Nikki Glaser was going on this rant on her Instagram story about how, man, if you support women and you're not tweeting about
that's help
trial and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
then what help are you? And I'm like, well, it just doesn't. First of all, I got a million things going on. I'm not trying to make abortion legal, but I can't just constantly tweet out, fuck this guy, he's the worst, blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't change anything.
The worst aspect of the Trump presidency is how he's turned people that I used to think were hilarious into just, like, the fucking biggest cornballs on earth. You know what I mean?
Like who?
Like Sarah Silverman. Hilarious, but, like, you know, like...
I'm going to support Sarah Silverman because her show on Hulu followed me on Twitter.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman, great. I still love Sarah Silverman. Or just as an example.
But no,
but, like, there's a whole, like,
Michael Ian
generation,
Black.
Yes, of people that were formerly funny that now just spend all day on Twitter say, President Cheeto! It's like, that's not even a fucking, like... I don't know. There's nothing... Honestly, again... I hate to abdicate for it, but
let's
the only thing that's going to fucking... Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
He spent $200,000 as a three-year-old.
He was a millionaire by eight.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, the only thing that's going to fix this country is if it gets worse to the point where, like,
that's
shit starts getting fucking, like, violent political reaction.
That's literally how I feel.
Because if the Democrat get it, nothing's going to get reformed, and then people will be even twice as mad because they fucking sent them in to fix it. And, like, at a certain point... There's a breaking point, right? And, like, I thought that we're close to it now. So if there's another, like, full wheel swing around and nothing happens...
Oh, when he gets reelected.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's
going to get reelected, too. They're going to run Hillary again.
Honestly,
they're going to run Hillary
again. There's no way they run Hillary again. No. And if people actually just come out and vote, there is a whole bunch of people who came out to vote for Obama...
Yeah,
just abstained from this election.
Well, maybe they should offer something to those people. That's why they came out for Obama.
Getting Donald Trump out of office should be enough. Go fucking vote.
At this point.
Everybody, and like, listen, I get that the gerrymandering is ridiculous and it is awful and needs to be done away with.
Rolls.
And you need to do certain things to make voting more accessible and easier in certain areas. But there's a lot of people who are convinced that their vote does not matter. Now, it does not matter in the direct sense that you think it should and want
it
to matter.
It matters.
But when you watch an election day, the numbers go up for somebody, and then a little area lights up in their color. And then, you know, the points are given out, and they're allocated in a different manner than just the direct public vote. But, you know, yeah, it's imperfect, but you don't want to just let LA and New York decide the president every single fucking year. So I kind of get the way, the idea of the Electoral College, but you need to go out and vote. Your vote does matter.
Yeah. You're right. You're not. You're right.
So we could all stop this. Trump has not gained new followers.
But
Trump has only lost. Now, he has not lost the amount that he should have, right. But he has not gained new people that are like, you know what? I thought that maybe he'd be really good for cold people, but, you know, as it turns out, he's a total dick. I kind of like this. This is me now.
That is, you're right in a sense, but also, like, the politics of resentment. Like, there's a lot of people that probably didn't vote at all in fucking, in a sense that they support Trump's agenda or whatever. But, like, now that
come
like,
on, now those people went out and voted. Everybody that supported Trump's agenda went out and voted.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're probably not.
We just got to, everybody, if you don't want Donald Trump to be the president, just go vote. Everybody, just get that in your mind. On that day, I'm doing that. I'm making it happen. Do it ahead of time. There are different ways you can vote without having to go deal with election day madness.
Yeah, it's super easy to vote in advance.
I just registered to vote today because I'm.
Ooh, I got this email today. This pissed me off. And
do we have to re-register? Is that what it is?
If you move, like to a different.
So if I did not move, I did not have to re-register. Yep. That's what I thought.
Even if you didn't. Yeah. Just use the old address that you were at. It's
fine. I did not move.
You're fine.
Still with mommy and daddy.
I got an email earlier today. Where is this? My fucking thing. Pissed me off. Like, I got mad about how.
Is it about issue one?
No. It's a voting email that was straight up clickbait.
Testing the special emergency announcement to everybody in the world with a cell phone today was alarming.
It's a little disconcerting.
I knew it was coming. It's fine.
No, I knew it was coming, but like that, the fact that technology exists is like
I'm not even nervous about the technology. It's like, what makes you right now think that we need to make sure that this thing works?
Like, that's not. No, I didn't think about that.
What's making you think we gotta do this right now?
He needs to make sure it works.
I mean,
and the thing is, we're gonna get one where we're all like. What? We're gonna get a text from Trump that makes everybody go, "What's happening?"
Well, the thing is, about a year ago, maybe.
Oh, I deleted that one.
Hawaii, they have like state by state ones of those. You know what I mean? This is like a national one.
Yeah.
But Hawaii had one in September.
Everyone shit their
pants. Yeah, because it said like nuclear July. Warhead imminent. It was like a glitch or whatever, and people were like crying, like thinking that the end times. Like, that shit's like, that's very possible that happens with this system now.
This is going to be off topic, sort of. But speaking of inciting panic, this is like these kids that I went to high school with, they planned out this big prank for around this time of year. It's supposed to be like a Halloween thing where they would go driving through the metro parks, and these two guys would get into an argument. They'd throw like these like directions out the window, then they'd stop and they'd go looking for it, and then these other two wearing these like creepy old man masks would get out and like murder them.
Wait, what is it, like a play? Like,
no, this is a real life like prank.
But who was in on it?
That's scary.
Like, to who? To whom?
To the other people in the car.
Mm. Oh,
so, like,
oh,
a couple
okay.
people in the car, and then two of them were in on the
okay, break. Okay.
So, like, two of them get out, and then they're murdered by two other ones, and, like, people are inside, like, bawling their eyes out.
Yeah,
just other friends get murdered. They called 911.
Here's the email that I got earlier today from prochoiceohio.org. You're not registered to vote. That's the fucking subject of the email.
Right.
And then it gives you like info about like how to make sure that you are registered, whatever. But fuck them for sending that email. And they sent an apology. Oh, I didn't mean to do this clickbait thing, but fuck you.
Of course they did.
Fuck you in the first place for doing that.
Yeah.
That's like, just say, are you registered to vote? Not, you're not registered to vote. I'm like, I just updated my voter registration because Snapchat told me to. You're not as important as Snapchat. Spicy titties.
I mean, yes, exactly.
Mm.
The I voted sticker just over a girl's areola.
Right.
Um,
Snapchat's doing it right. Democratic Party not doing it right.
More titties, Demis.
Yeah, come on, Demis. Let me see Dem titties.
I don't know. Fucking.
I hate to. One thing that I hate.
It also shows you Republicans.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm so fucking over people identifying as a party. Like, when someone brings up, like, oh, you libs or you Dems.
It's really separated between young people and old people. That's where the separation
but is. But it's not just even just that, because there'll be, like, those young Republicans, and they'll
There's
use
very
that same. But they exist. And they'll use that same verbiage as people where they're like, oh, you libs want to do this. And it's like, I don't identify as Republican or Democrat in my daily life. Like, most of the time, like, if you ask, like, hey, man, what are you? I'm going to reply, tired or hungry. Like, those are the things that are top of mind to me. It's not my
exactly
political affiliation.
Also, I would assume that the idea, whatever somebody that says like to own the libs, not in any with in complete earnest, right? Like their idea of who a liberal is, it's like social Sacha Baron Cohen, like his liberal character.
Dude,
that's not.
Have you watched that?
Oh yeah, I watched all of it.
And
yeah.
that's
amazing. It's so good.
It's absolutely great. But that's like the result of. The Rush Limbaughification of the Republican Party,
yeah.
Saying everything is a leftist communist conspiracy when they're actually like communist policies that people probably agree with.
Yeah,
that like fucking it's like yeah, that's
yeah,
not
that's, yeah, that's
yeah
fine.
The Democratic Party isn't the leftist like mm-hmm. party of like Stalin or anything like that. It's an awful
well,
centralist.
The Democratic Party, like, you
milk
just
feel
like the worst
party.
Of the right side was racist warmongers, and then mm-hmm. the worst of the left side was just hippies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, but now the worst of the left side is not that. The worst
no,
of the left side is insane. The worst of the left
oh, yeah,
side
for sure.
Is I don't even know
who they're polluting people like, into like the worst of the left side are the people that are trying to make everything so goddamn bland and trying to.
But that's a different I think we're talking about different things. Like
but the worst of the left side is but the
I know
motivation
what you're saying.
Behind them making everything so
PC.
Politically correct,
but that's
and
not.
So, but wait.
Okay,
the motivation behind that is actually not them. They're being used as pigeons to just get everybody to do, and I call it the Disneyfication of America, where
right.
everybody just like.
Sure,
that's
but they're
fine.
Also trying to
anymore.
Ruin people over words. Like
yeah.
they are trying to do away with the First Amendment, and it seems like quite a few of them are trying to do away with the Fifth Amendment as well.
Disney is really okay with that.
I think we're confusing what like that's not like what leftism is though. Like I understand what you're saying, like the PC culture and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
and I don't disagree with that. That's like people that are still that's
the,
like the Hillary. Hillary Clinton wing of what people consider left. True
yeah.
left is like don't give a fuck about that stuff.
True
it's
left
about, like,
is closer to
class
libertarian
and shit.
Yeah,
ish. I'm just saying, like that's not what that's like the Hillary Clinton wing of the fucking. Democrats and what is considered the left. That's like the awful centralist milquetoast people. And I don't think those actual people number that high. I think their presence is very well known on like the internet and social media platforms. But as far as everyday people go, like our friend, I know it's a small like sample size or whatever, but our friends, basically everybody we hang out with pretty much agree is pretty much falls the same way on the political spectrum, and it's just normal. That's like normal baseline thought for people that are of our age, you know what I mean, that grew up in the era that we have.
Yeah, a bunch of people that feel more like
there's also
crazy.
An underlying racism
liberal.
Oh absolutely,
that is where people are just like there's only really people different from me.
But I don't think
like the I think there's plenty of social justice warrior lefts. Like so many people that are that
I don't
we know
think that they're
that.
But
there's a lot of social justice warriors.
Oh, Ryan,
with a lot of rage.
Let's talk about Chris Wernowski getting pissed last week when a new comic at East End was doing a joke. He walks up on stage. He goes, "What is it with this country? You can't be a judge and even rape a little bit." And he didn't deliver it as well as I did. I'm much better comedian. But Wernowski starts booing him. I'm like, All right, first of all, this night, you were there. It was a bad night.
I was outside.
Dude, I did not know that I was being heckled during my set.
Yeah.
Who was heckling?
It
was not the best night.
Apparently there's some drunk guy in the back.
Oh, that guy, we almost got in a fight with that guy afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Honestly, so, okay, yeah. So that fucking, we moved you, and I texted Bill saying, hey, like, I'm going to go home and shower. Please put me up late. So when I get there, I'm expecting, you know, even though I got there on time for the show, he put me up in the lineup late, but he put me up like third.
Yeah.
So I was so fucking ripped. I was so ripped. I had just smoked a lot thinking that by the time I get up there, I'll still probably be a little tired, but like, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
But not when I went up there. Like, I was not delivering anything well. Everything was very, very clunky. And there was like a lot of noise in the back. I thought that it was Lawhorn speaking loudly. I was like, shut the fuck up back there. Like, it's top. But as it turns out, there's a heated exchange between this heckler and Bill Lawhorn and I think Steve Merz too.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I have a more Patrick Swayze approach when I come to people. I'm a cooler. I'm trying to get people out of the room. I'm like, hey man, if you don't like the show, let's just go out here and we'll get you out here. And like, Lawhorn and Merz especially.
Oh, Merz.
Merz got some anger in
him. He's got some piss and vinegar in him.
He's I've been in several situations where, like, we did a gig one time.
That dude was just lucky Cody wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Cody will punch you right in the face.
Yeah.
And has.
Merz and I did a gig in, like, Amherst one time, and they had, like, a stripper pole in the fucking back or whatever, and this drunk guy was trying to do it and falling over, and like, I went out to smoke, right? So I come back and like, Merz is going toe to toe with this fucking guy. He's like, oh no, we already made, like, and it was just me because we were fucking pissed that like, we were there to begin with and like, the pay wasn't what they said it was gonna be, whatever. So like, we were just going in on fucking Amherst about like, doing oxys and stuff like that, so they didn't like us at all, and like, it was winding down and I'm like, oh no, this is not good. So I had to like, fucking separate like, the two or whatever, and then like, the Merz like, successfully intimidated this guy into an apology. It's because he's like 7'6" probably. But I've been in several situations where Merz, which I love, like, I'm all for it. You're a maniac and a great fucking comic, so, you know. Do you, baby?
Right, one of my favorite writers.
He's so good.
Oh, he's great.
His jokes are so fucking funny.
They're so good. So, Wernowski left, and then I put Merz up, and Merz was also high as shit, but really funny. And
he got over it. I did not.
The weed was too loud, as the kids say.
Man, I missed, like, it's not as dangerous as it was back in the day, it seems. Remember, there were some punch palaces that had some fucking mics.
I don't know, man. I've been doing this for so long.
Remember the corner pub?
Yeah, I never went there. I never cared. But
I only went a very few amount of times. And, like, honestly, the places I went...
But, like, when I first started, every place you'd go was that.
Yeah.
It was, you were, I was a very different person back then, just telling like silly, like non-offensive jokes, and people would get mad at me, and I'm just like, and so like, now if someone wants to fight me over a joke, I want to get in a fight, but I will embarrass them. Like, I have a different confidence about me now.
I'll just yell shut up a bunch.
Yeah, I just get angry and melt down.
So shut up. No one wants to hear you talk. Stop it.
Did you ever see that movie Entertainment with Neil Hamburger?
Yes!
It's fucking great. He's so fucking great. What?
I think he's from Cleveland.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, I think he's Australian or New Zealand, a New Zealander or something like that. He's a Kiwi.
Really?
I think so.
I
fucking
like
gayest name for fucking...
Maybe just because I learned about him while living in Cleveland. Jim Tooth told me about Neil Hamburger, and I like him.
Neil Hamburger is the shit.
I've seen him, I think, twice live.
Oh, I've never seen him live. I'd love to. His best joke is like, why does E.T. enjoy the candy Reese's Pieces? Well, that's because that's what cum tastes like on his home planet.
Yeah, he's Australian born.
Yeah.
But I thought
I didn't know this. I just looked him up and like
Greg Turkington.
Yeah. And yeah, this guy's in shit. Like I know
he does a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's yeah. funny.
He's but yeah, Entertainment's a fucking spectacular movie. He's on a bunch of Tim and Eric shit. He's on At the Movie, that TV show.
On Cinema?
On Cinema, that's what it is.
Yeah. Right. He's in Ant-Man, like, right at the beginning.
I don't really like Tim and Eric. It's too much.
It's a little bit too much.
I watched their entire movie that they made. So much. It was just an endurance.
I made it to like how far I can get. Pool scene?
Made the whole way.
That's good.
Good. You know what else is a really fucked up movie? Is Aqua Teen.
No, that movie is the best. That movie is so awesome.
I bought that movie when it first came out on DVD, and I did not watch it for a year and a half because I was never high enough and at the same place
with the
DVD. So finally I got to watch it, and that movie is...
Oh, it's lit.
Insane. It's just a lot of things happening. There's no story. Oh, no,
absolutely.
It's just weirdness.
No, it's hilarious.
I love at the beginning. Me and my buddy, we used to do these things where we would get like a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
A bunch of drugs.
Sure.
A whole hodgepodge.
A whole migrant mule's.
We'd get a bunch of food and a bunch of beer, and we'd sit on a couch for an entire day, and we'd call it Drug Fest, and we'd do it for hours. And so I brought over that movie. I put it on, and that scene where like the classic movie Dancing Candy and Popcorn come on.
Yeah.
And then like the like punk rock nachos and pretzels like headbutt them. And they sing that song about like babies not belonging here. Like take your baby, put him in the street. And they just keep yelling, we have your fucking money.
The best part.
He gets up, he goes, I'm out. And he went and laid in his room in the quiet for the rest of his time.
The best part
hey,
was...
Boys, this is our best episode in a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. The best part of that movie is at the end, where like the watermelon is like, "That's watermelon to you, sir." And Neil Peart is
Neil Peart, like
the drum solo of life. It's so fucking stupid. That show is like one of the best shows of all.
The cybernetic
time.
Ghost of Christmas Past from the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Is the best character ever.
Yeah.
Thousands of years ago, you must.
Fucking
sacrifice yourself to the great red ape.
Oh man.
Sexually.
That is the fuck the show itself was like one of the ones that I watched in my formative years, you know what I mean? So
I watched it a lot. I had the DVDs, I got it for Christmas. I had such stoner interests starting in the sixth grade, and I didn't really start smoking weed regularly until I was about 20 years old.
Man. See, like, I'm even older than you guys, so I had those same interests and didn't smoke weed till I was in my late 20s.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, so, because it was just funny and weird and silly, and, like, it just appeals to a comedic mind.
Yeah, like high school.
You know, it hit me so hard.
Like, I remember listening to Cheech and Chong as a kid, like a Mormon kid, that didn't smoke, had never smoked weed, knew nothing about weed, mm-hmm. and thought it was fucking hilarious.
Sure.
Like, the whole dog shit thing is Labrador, man. Like, I'm like, that's funny, because I don't know anything about drugs, but a dog that ate weed and then pooped it out and they still wanted to smoke it, that's funny.
I watched the movies, and I love them. I actually saved up money and bought Cheech and Chong bobblehead dolls in the fifth grade.
Because it's just funny.
I have a Zeppelin shirt that I still wear that I got in the eighth grade. I was super into all the Adult Swim shows, and my parents were shocked when they found out that I was smoking weed. They were shocked.
I don't know. Like, kind of related, but unrelated. What was the first comedy special that you ever remember watching? Because mine is very embarrassing in retrospect.
Oh, I can...
Comedy special?
Yeah. In Liking.
I can't remember... Because, like, the specials that I watched first were, like, the half-hour ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved all... Like,
same here.
I love Dane Cook. I love Nick Swartzen's half-hour. His first half-hour is still one of the best.
Regan's
half hours. Regan's is great. Todd Barry's is great.
Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis.
When he has the marching singers, with his ex-girlfriends, he called them.
Yeah, that was really good. I really liked all
Mitch
those.
Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg was legendary.
Hedberg was the first guy that I was super, super into.
So those were like, I remember all those very vividly. Dave Chappelle's Killing Them Softly.
Oh yeah, that's a great one.
Was
too.
Incredible, but like the first album, like comedy album that I remember listening to, like front to back several times, was Jeff Foxworthy.
Nope.
His second album, Games Rednecks Play, was fucking hilarious. It was, I mean, I'm like 10, maybe 11 years old, man, but those jokes were so fucking tight, where he's saying things like, you know, the Clampets go to Hawaii. He takes his family on a trip to Hawaii. It's like, we had a balcony in our room, and everybody had a contest who could pee the farthest off the ledge. Sorry to say, my Aunt Rose won. Like, which is like, it's a simple joke, but as an 11-year-old, I'm like, perfect.
Sure, yeah.
So that shit was good. And then Steve Martin, all his shit was
Brian Regan live. Yeah. And Kevin James Sweat the Small Stuff.
That's
a great.
Is it open now?
No, that's a great special. I watched that with my mom when I was like a
joke rope in the ass.
I remember laughing my ass off. The first one that I remember really liking and really getting into, fucking super embarrassing. Fucking Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer.
I like that one a lot.
It's good, but like all the jokes are fucking stolen, like as it turns out.
I like Dennis Leary better than Bill Hicks.
I don't like either of them. Bill Hicks didn't like fucking, I respect what he did, but like he didn't tell jokes. Like
he ranted and then Leary turned into bits.
Yeah, basically.
Lewis Black is going to be around here sometime.
Yeah, Akron.
At the Roxina on Saturday.
I'm okay on that.
Yeah.
I want
to. Saturday's a fucking big sports day.
I know.
Free tickets I can go see, but.
If I can dig up some free tickets, we should go see Fox Radio.
Get some tickets to Lewis Black if you can dig those up.
When is he?
Soon.
It says Anderson Theater.
Yeah.
But what day? Because I don't know. I can probably get them, but I don't know if I have the availability because I feel like it's Friday or tomorrow.
It's soon.
Or tonight.
It might even be tonight.
I feel like I wanted to go see him, but I couldn't.
Let's see.
Who were talking about before him?
Fox Radio?
Oh, yes. One of the best roast sets of all time is Greg Giraldo at the Jeff Foxworthy roast. I take that back.
Tomorrow.
No,
I can't do tomorrow.
Me neither. Are you doing this thing with Taco Truck, too?
Yeah. Are you Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think me and you together.
Yeah.
We're a team.
What are you guys doing?
You'll see.
Oh, you can't tell me.
No, I can't tell you. It's Taco Truck. They've made a bunch of viral videos shit, and they're doing a web series about Cleveland Border Patrol, where they keep throwing Canadians out of the country because they bring in maple syrup flavored vape juice, and we're gonna play the Detroit Border Patrol.
You guys are Detroit looking Border Patrol guys.
You should just come with us too. It'd be a nice little fantasy boys Easter
cameo.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Why not?
You free tomorrow at 10 p.m.?
Are you doing tomorrow and
Friday? Yeah, because we're off Friday because the Indians game.
I was like, I don't want to be a diva, but can we move it back because the Indians are going to be playing? We'll just make sure that you can see it where we are.
Mm-hmm. You know that contest that fucking Hilarities or whatever? I said that
Comedic Cleveland.
Yes, I said that I would do that, and like I forgot about it because it was months ago. Yeah, but like I was like, I'll win this against fucking. Just look who the fuck I'm going against. Like I can fucking get a $300 check, but it's like the day of the fucking game three, and I was like, I don't know now. Now like that's not worth it now.
Mm-hmm.
So just get it on your phone in the back. I've been at Hilarities during some.
But like it's at
and
home.
Dicks, yeah, it sucks, but
yeah, like it's fucking. I was like, I don't fucking. But whatever. Hopefully, it sucks that Major League Baseball fucking scheduled these games because they're not the Yankees or the Red Sox at like the worst, most
Tuesday were the only
fucking
the
time.
Only game.
Are they? Oh, okay, so it might be late.
I'm fairly certain I'm going to that game.
That would be sweet. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be up 2-0 at that point, and Sunshine will close it out.
Yeah. Fucking jerk.
Love me some
14, four pitchers with 200 strikeouts.
We unprecedented. Unprecedented.
Never happened. Never happened.
And their bullpen has been shored up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Josh Donaldson came on at the end of the year. We'll see. Ah, fuck. Fuck you! Aaron Judge, catch it!
Oh, you cunt.
This game's over.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
Fuck. 4-0. All right. 5-0.
Well, fuck the Yankees.
Yankees, Red Sox, they take all the headlines. Whoever wins that gets a big head, comes in against us, and blows it.
Is this team about to get hot? Because they always get hot at some point late in the year.
The Yankees or
the Indians?
Indians.
And they have yet to get hot this year.
I feel like.
But, like, they didn't have anything to play for, man. Like, I think.
That's not good.
I'm ready for them to get hot.
I think they'll be okay. I really do. I really do have faith. I have a lot.
Trevor Bauer's not starting.
But he could. He could potentially start game four.
I'm nervous.
I don't know. I think it'll be okay. I promised myself this year that I wouldn't invest myself so heavily into it like I did last year because I was devastated last year.
I was so, like, paying $150 aftermarket for our high up bleacher seats. Yep. Me and my buddy went $150 each, and then they lost like that. And to watch with the Indians crowd that let me down so much. Like, they let me down just as much as that team did.
Yeah.
Maybe
you guys, all right, let's go switch gears a little bit. Baseball aside, I watched the Cavs preseason game yesterday.
Don't care.
I don't care
about fucking preseason Cavs basketball. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
But I'm not even listening. I don't care.
I'm going to tell you what I saw. They're fucking loose as shit, and they're playing good. They're going to be good. They're going to be getting...
Preseason basketball. I don't want to talk about preseason basketball.
They're going to be good enough this season to get value out of the people that we need to get value out of.
If they're smart,
they will win enough games this season...
To make the playoffs and lose their first round.
No. I want them to make the playoffs. They need to get value out of people that someone will give a boatload for when it comes to trade deadline.
I'm not going to talk about Cavs for the rest of 2018.
All right. That's I'm going to talk about them every day, Chief. Every day I'm going to text you a Cavs.
I'll say talk to you in January.
This will be a very dedicated but hilarious bitch.
Don't care.
Listen.
The Indians failed. Where we start really diving into the Indians in the fucking postseason they're about to embark on. Bill's like, wait a second.
Preseason basketball.
We're done. Preseason basketball.
I'm just saying, Rodney
Hard
Hood.
Hard left turn.
Rodney
preseason
Hood looked
basketball.
Good. Rodney Hood looked good.
Playoffs? Talking about playoffs?
We ain't even going to win a game.
Preseason.
No, Rodney, Indians.
Rodney Hood looked loose yesterday.
Rodney Hood and
it was just
and the uncuts. The best smooth jazz band of all time. and their award winning album, Anteater.
Let's end it on that.
Alright.
Yeah, that's pretty
okay.
Good.
We're at an hour anyways.
Go Browns, go Tribe.
Alright, yes. Go Tribe.
Some hilarities.
Go see Brian
Wednesday.
What's
the
date?
10th.
The 10th.
8 p.m.
And anything to plug? No. Fuck you.
Nope,
we're
no,
all good. Bye.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.